The state of Alaska agreed to release more than $50,000 to Central Council Tlingit and Haida Tribes Child Support Unit. The court agreement allows the council to disperse the money to some families who have been waiting for years to see it. Tara Bicknell from member station KHNS has more.
The $50,444.81 is from individual permanent fund dividends garnished over the years by the state at the request of the Central Council to satisfy child support debts within the tribe. But the money has been held by the state since, moving the council to file a lawsuit 2 years ago against the State of Alaska Child Support Services Division. Holly Handler represented the tribe in the case and says the agreement to release those funds means the waiting will come to an end for children and families who are owed child support payments.
A lot of these families are getting two permanent fund dividends, some in their entirety, some just partial dividends, but that's going to be a huge boost to a lot of these families that have been scraping by to provide basic necessities like food and other groceries and diapers and heat.
The amounts include money owed to the child's custodian in each case and money owed to the Central Council for recoupment of tribal public assistance. The release will send $15,000 to $20,000 to member families primarily in Southeast Alaska who have child support orders issued by the tribal court but have not received all owed child support from the non-custodial parent.
This is a really exciting development for the tribe because it's a pretty big step forward in terms of the tribe and the state cooperating to reach an agreement to help tribal children and their families.
The rest is going to the tribe for reimbursement for providing families with temporary assistance to needy families. Child support for families in that program goes through the council. Representatives with the state did not return phone calls, but agreed through council to release the funds from the court registry pending outcome of the final court order in the case. The final judgment is expected in the coming months. Handler says the interim step is an encouraging one.
Well, this agreement is a really good sign, we think, of future cooperation to come, that with these jurisdictional issues resolved, we can move forward to address individual problems and more large-scale problems like this group of permanent fund dividends, and that cooperation should benefit tribal kids, tribal families, mostly in Southeast, but some all over the state.
The council's tribal child support unit began operating in 2007 and hears cases involving paternity and child support. An argument between the unit and the state on jurisdictional issues was settled last October as a Juneau Superior Court judge recognized the tribe had jurisdiction over child support when the case involves a child that's enrolled or is eligible for enrollment with the tribe. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.